Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Game Night on the Incomparable Game Show. I'm your host Anthony Johnston and we are delving once again into a UK edition of Trivial Pursuit but played entirely by North Americans. However, we have also kind of exhausted my 1980s nostalgia edition, so we're now moving on to the UK edition of the 20th anniversary Trivial Pursuit release, which is itself almost 20 years old. So there is still a fair bit of time travel and intercontinental shenanigans going on. Today's Yankee running dogs and other Commonwealth subjects are, in rough order of longitude, in Massachusetts, we have a first-timer to UK Triv, which is Dan Moran. Hello, Dan.
Oh, hi, Anthony. It's delightful to be here. Pip, etc.
Excellent. Well done. Extra points for you. Then in Alberta, Canada, we have the only person besides me who's been on all of these UK Triv episodes, and that is, of course, Erica Ensign.
Have I? Hurrah!
Yes, you have.
That's what a good intro.
And to repay your loyalty, we're playing the UK edition of, I believe, your least favorite edition of Trivial Pursuit.
It is. The 20th anniversary edition on this continent is just pants. So
I think bollocks
we'll see.
Pants works
well,
too.
Never mind. We're about to find out if that's true on this side of the Atlantic as well. 10 feet to Erica's west in the next room is Stephen Chapansky.
Technically, I'm south, but hello.
I knew you were going to pick me up on that. And finally, we have two Californians. Another first timer, Mr. Steve Lutz.
No, I've been here before.
Yeah, he was there with my dreading. Yeah.
I fought it out with the 80s edition.
No, that's and right.
I thought I was getting the 80s edition again, and that was my only hope.
No. I think I know what it was. I think you may have replaced David Law, who had to drop out of the first. He said he could do the first and then he couldn't do it at the last minute. So
anyway. God, all my intensive We Are the World studying has gone for naught.
Hey, don't be surprised if that crops up again, believe me. We know how much the question set is light.
Lionel Richie.
Anyway, and last not least is everyone's favorite big cheese himself, Mr. Jason Snell.
Shout out to the West Coast. Hey Blackpool, how's it going?
Oh, very good. Well done.
Very nice.
Brilliant.
You've been looking at maps ahead of your UK vacation this year, I see.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was once on a train full of people going from near where you live, Anthony, out to Blackpool for the day. And then I got off that train.
Probably wise. Okay, now, as we are changing editions, I have also decided to change things up a bit and do away with the board, the virtual board, and play in a manner
Roll again.
So instead, we're going to play in a manner with which anyone who listens to Erica's wonderful Random Pursuit episodes will be familiar. On their turn, each contestant will roll a six-sided die to determine their question category, and I will read the question from the top card in the deck of that category. If they answer correctly, they score 1 point, and they get to answer another question, up to a maximum of 3 questions per turn. As soon as they get an answer wrong, their turn ends, play moves on to the next person. When we get tired, we'll declare a final round, at which point each contestant will get one final set of questions with no score limit. As long as they keep answering correctly, they can keep going. And at the end of that round, we will have a winner. And because this is a special edition of Trivial Pursuit, naturally, it would be far too easy to just have the regular categories. So instead, in this edition, the categories are as follows. See if these make any sense to you whatsoever. Blue is global view. Pink is sound and screen.
I'd almost rather just know the colors, frankly. This question is in blue.
Yellow is
so far
news.
That's geography and entertainment.
Brown is the written word.
Arts green and literature.
Green is innovations.
Science and nature.
Science, I guess, yeah. And orange is game time.
Sports and leisure.
Because there's always sports.
What was the third one? What was after sound and screen?
History. But they call it news now.
News.
Wait. History and news are the opposite.
Yeah. old news.
Well, it's
really
not new.
Old
it's
news.
20 years old, Dan.
Oh, that's a fair point.
It wouldn't be trivia if it was new news.
Anyway, that is the order in which they're numbered for the purposes of the die rolls as well. So let us begin with our most easterly player, Dan Moran. Roll a dice, please.
I'm rolling a die. My die is 5. Innovations, please, Anthony.
Innovations.
Science and nature.
What is the most popular color of Post-it notes?
Come on.
I'm going to say yellow.
And you would be correct.
But they spelled it a U. I have a pad of them right on my desk here. Yellow.
Yellow.
I was really hoping the UK is just big into blue post-it notes.
Yes. Purple. Polka dotted.
There's a lawsuit.
Tartan post-it notes.
Boy, that was a hard question. Great job, Dan.
You're welcome. Whew.
Well done. Right. Well done.
Way to lead
Dan,
the way.
Go again.
There we go. One, please. Geography.
Global view. Yeah.
Geography.
Who blue. Is the subject... Who is the subject of a tourist industry in Tintagel, Cornwall, even though he probably never set foot in the place?
In Tintagel? Could you please spell that name?
Oh, yeah, that's going to make a huge difference,
Dan. I don't think it will help you a great deal, but I will. Tintagel, that is T-I-N-T-A-G-E-L, in Cornwall.
In Cornwall, yeah, naturally. Of course, where else would you find it besides hole. Cornwall?
This is, and I know this is a horrible thing, horrible trite thing to say, but this is one of those where you kind of either know it or you don't. If you know it, you would have got it by now.
I'm going to say Lord Cornwallis.
Inventor of corn. Awesome,
but yeah. Alas, no. It's King Arthur.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, legend has it that Tintagel was, you know, the home of Camelot and everything.
Sounded really familiar, and I couldn't bring it up.
Not so much legend as local tourism, really. Erica, moving on to you.
All right, I got a three.
Three. That is the news
or the old.
Why did Lloyds start? And that's Lloyds Bank start binding some checkbooks on the right hand side
for left-handed people.
Yes.
All right. Wow. Okay, so far this version's better than the North American version.
Oh dear, are you sure about that?
So far,
you know, in the 20th century, accessibility was a weird trivia question.
Right.
Yes.
Also checkbooks.
I got a five for that. Was innovations?
Innovations. It was. Yes.
I keep writing my checks with my left hand. It's weird.
Keep writing checks, Jesus.
Yeah, wow.
What's a check?
Only my left hand.
Yeah, well, it will be in about 5 years' time. Erica, what cavity-preventing chemical was Crest, that's the brand name, the first toothpaste to contain?
Sugar. Sugar.
Okay. Fluoride?
Yep.
All right. We have Crest here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. The correct answer
murdering
is fluoride.
Cavity creeps for over 60 years.
And for my last one, I got a four.
Four, that is the written word. In what African country did Ben Okri describe growing up in his Booker Prize-winning The Famished Road? How many of those words mean anything to you? Because they
Africa.
Most of them mean nothing to me.
I got Africa, so yep, I feel like I'm qualified to make a guess. I'll say Ethiopia.
Ah, alas, Nigeria.
Oh, well.
Never mind. Stephen, you are up.
Okay. I got a three.
That is the news. What rose by 40 pence to £4.10 in September 2001?
What rose by 40 pence? Sounds like stocks. It's
just
going to be
stocks.
Dark, isn't it?
Just say that.
Just stocks in general.
This is not an Apple keynote. You're going to have to be more specific than that.
Boy. What rose? Wow. Oh.
What rose by any other name, Stephen?
Yeah. It
would rise just as much.
It's just as, well, it the price of bread.
£4.10.
I have no idea.
What did your last butler die of?
I blame John Major. He was terrible for the country. Abuse.
The answer was the minimum hourly wage.
Oh.
See, we've had a minimum wage over here for a long time.
Here I was thinking it was something related to like September 11th. But then,
I was too.
UK,
and I was steering away
and
from that.
And after an hour, they've earned enough for a loaf of bread.
Steve Lutz.
I'm tired already. Are we done?
Just take a nap between rounds.
All right. Roland, I got a deuce.
Pink, sound and screen.
Entertainment.
Who wrote the semi-autobiographical musical Taboo?
based on the board game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The semi-autobiographical musical Taboo.
Based on the dreadful Tom Hardy starring series. Told you it was all about time travel.
Rather do the board game.
It's not really a board game, though, is it? It's more of a card game.
We can't talk about this.
The Parker Brothers, obviously.
It's Taboo.
David Bowie.
Do you know, that's a really good guess. Yeah, it's wrong, but that was a really good guess. The answer is Boy George.
Oh!
Yeah.
So you were, right. You know, you were along the right lines. Bad luck. Jason.
I am hopefully randomly rolling a 2.
Also, sound and screen, which Punky Mod's final chart topper of the 80s was Beat Surrender?
Punky Mod.
How many of those words mean anything to you?
No, that could have been a Markov chain. I literally...
You said Punky. I went to Punky Brewster, and then it was just my brain shut down.
Me too.
Punky
me
too. Mods was
final
beat,
chart
was
topper of the
beat,
80s.
Yeah, was Beat Surrender?
Called Beat Surrender,
you know, the,
yes.
The Punky Mods in the IRC channel.
It's the... I'm in the pocket of Big Ultravox. I'm just going to say Ultravox.
Nice one, but no, it was
Paul
the
Weller?
Jam. Yeah, oh, well, it was the Jam, yeah.
The Jam, sure.
No
although,
idea.
Although, given
they
that
were
this
great
is
on
true,
the toast.
I mean, given that this is true, it wouldn't surprise me if it actually was Paul Weller and they've just wrongly said the Jam. So we come back around to Dan.
Right.
That is entertainment, by the way, that category.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good, very good.
yellow post-it notes.
Reference acknowledged.
Yellow post-it notes.
Numero 4, please.
Number 4, the written word.
Which, I don't know anything about the written word.
Which trio found publishers a huffing and a puffing when it was claimed they were offensive to Islam?
Would that be the Three Little Pigs?
It would. I have no idea what that's about.
What is happening?
I mean, I guess they're not halal, but like... Yeah. are we trying to eat them? Is that what... I guess the wolves are, but this is confusing.
I have
well,
no idea.
Well, the wolf
idea.
Is obviously not Muslim.
Yeah, or Jewish.
If any of our Jewish. Listeners know what that was about, please do enlighten us. That's
nah,
really
that's all right.
Weird.
Or don't.
Well, okay, I want to know. I'm interested. All right, so well done. Another one?
Number 3, please.
Number 3, that is news. What did the 2003 report claim PFO means when scrawled on a patient's A&E notes after a late night self-inflicted injury? A&E is ER.
Emergency room, yeah. PFO?
Yes.
I know what that means in my workplace. I'm guessing it's different.
Party foul... offender.
You're not far off. Again, you're along the right lines. It's pissed fell over.
I thought about using pissed because it is, again, the British edition. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I would have gotten there.
Popcorn found in orifice? No, that can't be.
Brilliant.
Hell of a party, Steve.
Different kind of party.
I forgot to do the scores at the end of the round. So at the end of the
it's
first
okay.
round, Erica was in the lead. Yeah, yep, now Dan is equal with Erica. But Erica, you're up, so.
Ooh. All right. One,
Global View. Which country's new Kansai airport cost an estimated £10 billion?
No idea.
You don't study airport expenses? Come on.
Come on, yeah.
I tell you
this
all
the
time.
I... or something, yeah.
What country?
Which country's new airport? City. Kamsai Airport. That's K-A-M-S-A-I.
That's a lot of money. Yes, I will is. Say Ireland.
I don't think
you're in the wrong part of the world, Erica.
I don't think Ireland had £10 billion in the entire country at that time. No, it was Japan.
I got, of course. I was thinking pounds, so maybe it needs to be in the EU somewhere or like in the British Isles.
Oh, I see. No,
I got
sorry.
Tripped up. Yeah. That's why I thought it sounded like a ridiculous amount of money. Now it makes much more sense.
Well, it is a ridiculous yeah. amount of money, but yeah.
Well, it still is, but it's less if ridiculous in Japan.
If the clue had said yen, I feel that might have been a bit of a giveaway.
Okay.
This is
all
true.
Right. You make a very good point.
In the Japanese edition, though, everything's in yen.
But this is not the Japanese edition. Never mind.
Nope.
Moving on, Stephen.
3 again for me.
News again. What unhealthy gift to people visiting the White House was replaced by packets of M&Ms?
Jelly beans.
No, cigarettes.
Wow.
It's probably back to cigarettes again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is.
Wow.
Cigarettes? What were they? Was it those handed out free on tours?
Now it's a pack of steaks.
Well, it was cigars for a few years, but then they scaled back a little bit.
Oh, man, so. That is nuts.
That's why. All that's right. The only place where M&Ms can be a healthy alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve.
That is a 2 again.
2. So, sun and screen again. Which TV chef did Gordon Ramsay call a squashed BG?
A squashed BG?
I remember this. Yeah, I remember this. This was funny.
Wow.
It feels like it's got to be a British dude, but I don't know anybody except Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, it is a British dude. I'll tell you that for free.
Hints?
It's not much of a hint.
A squashed BG.
Yeah.
And Julia Child?
No. Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Of course, Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Of course.
All I'll say to you is at the end of this recording, go and look up Anthony Worrell Thompson and you will laugh and laugh. Never has a more apt description been applied to a person's physical description. It really is amazing. Jason.
6.
Last question of the round. Game time. Sports.
Oh, boy.
We really wish I hadn't been quite so jovial then. So the question is, who was sentenced to 10 years for raping Desiree Washington?
Mike Tyson. Wow.
Correct. So obviously is a sports question, but not quite as jovial and lighthearted.
I missed the mark on that one.
Yeah. Bad call.
Oh, I rolled a 1.
Oh, global view.
Oh, most depressing BBC morning program.
Now, that is the correct
program.
Morose response to that category, regardless of what the question's about.
What is, oh my God, what is a chorizo to a Spaniard?
Oh my God.
Well, it's many things, Anthony, including a tasty
sometimes
sausage.
Sometimes a chorizo is only a chorizo.
A dessert topping, a floor wax.
The very versatile, yes, no, it's a sausage.
Yes, it can mean many things, but mostly it is a sausage.
No.
Number 2.
This time it's only a sausage, Jason. Let's not go down that path.
Sound and screen.
We already discussed cigars in the White House.
Now they're giving away free chorizo.
That's a spicy chorizo.
That's a spicy Marlboro. Which rock star's lyrics were mostly written by Bernie Taupin?
Oh, Elton John.
Oh, come on.
Correct.
For God's sake.
Jason runs the board. Man, at the end of that round, Jason has leapfrogged straight into the lead with 3 points. Dan and Erica both have 2. Steve,
who do you have
Steve
to shag to get questions about Post-it notes and Bernie Taupin?
Yeah.
Have yet.
How many cigarettes do you have to pick up from the White House to get some easy questions around here? And
Dan,
Steve, the answer is Mona Lisa and Mad Hatter. Something like that. I'm working on it. I'm working on my Bernie Taupin jokes.
3, please, Anthony.
Doing some workshopping, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get there. News.
Which newsman made news by interviewing Princess Diana on Panorama?
Oh, Panorama. Great.
She was sitting by a cliff, and it was a beautiful vista, and so they interviewed her, but they just kept panning all the way along.
Panorama shot.
Made a really nice wide shot. Mm-hmm.
Panorama is a weekly current affairs news program.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a guy named... Oh, boy.
This guy is known in the US. I know that.
Hints?
Okay.
Again, that's not much of a hint, really.
Graham Panorama is the name of the
I'm going to say David Frost.
No, it's Martin Bashir.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he the guy from
Star Trek?
Deep Space Nine?
Yeah. Yeah. Eric and I got to the same joke at the same time.
Yep.
It's his dad. It's his great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Erica.
I got a 3, so I also have news.
News. What letter signified failure in a 2003 GCSE and A-level result?
this seems like a trap.
UK trivia.
Yeah. Yeah, right? F?
No, I think pretty much every other year that would be correct, but in that year it was a U.
Oh, so it's either F or U.
We have to do something with all those extra U's.
The OFU.
I have no idea why.
Oh, it was gonna be. I was hoping it was gonna be an E, just to screw with people. Yeah, you got an E.
No, an E is a valid grade. I mean, it's a terrible grade, but it's a valid grade. That's how the grades over here normally used to go: was A, B, C, D, E, and then F for fail.
Yeah, we just skip E for some unknown reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no E.
There's no E. You can't get an E. I think people were worried you might think it was excellent.
Yep.
And it is not. You basically failed at that
people
point.
You might as well just go all the alphabet.
E's basically D minus. D minus. It's like,
I think kids could very easily alter their F grade to an E grade.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we're industrious like that over here.
Yes. Professional cheaters are the children of America.
Speaking of professional cheaters, Stephen, you're up.
You betcha. Well, if I was cheating, I'd be winning. I got four.
Four, the written word. Which Nick Hornby novel became a 2002 movie hit for Hugh Grant?
I was going to say Fever Pitch, but it's not. It's a boat a boy.
It is a boot a boy. Yes, well done.
A boot a boy.
A boat. It's a boat a boy, okay?
It's a boat.
It's about a boat a boy. Boy.
About a boot. A boot a boot.
A boot, a boy,
a boy, a boat.
I
a
remember
boot,
that movie.
Panama.
That movie opened the same weekend as Star Wars: Attack of the Clones, and I thought that it would just be completely forgotten about. And yet, here we are talking about a boy and trying to forget about Attack. That
it's a much better movie.
That question is a trap because they really want you to answer High Fidelity and then go, "Oh no, that's not it." But
I was going Fever
Stephen
Pitch. I was totally going Fever Pitch. Yeah.
All right, well, that's game, folks. Good night.
I rolled a two, moving on.
Sound and screen. Who was unable to rent a video from a Hertfordshire branch of Blockbusters because he couldn't prove his identity?
In local news.
Yeah, which who was it? Who wasn't? Have you ever been to that? Yeah.
Local man burns toast. Video?
Yes. Man, who was unable, because he was unable to prove his identity.
He went on to found Netflix.
Who would have gone to, what was the movie? Was it that say that or no?
It didn't say, it said.
Okay.
Rent a video from a Hertfordshire branch of Blockbusters because he couldn't prove his identity.
Hertfordshire is just north of London, I'm thinking. I'm trying to get bonus points for geography. What I could really fail to answer this question.
You're closing in. You're encircling the answer now.
Boy, George.
Again, you're kind of along the right lines.
Martin Bashir.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Really?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's a real, that's a hell of a curveball there.
He like rented Top Gun. That's the funny thing about it. Come on, it's me on the cover.
Somebody walks up trying to rent a movie that can't see over the counter. You usually assume they're up to no good. So.
I would think if you're Tom Cruise, you can always produce ID just by walking down the shelves until you find one of your movies and then holding it up.
Or six.
As I said,
six
hold up
them.
The cover next to your face. Yeah. Go, look.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you can have that one.
You look just like Tom Cruise, kid. Get out of here.
He was trying to rent about a boy. Steve, you're up.
He only rented it because he was hiding his rental of Attack of the Clones underneath. Oh god, I got a one.
Ugh. Oh, the global view. Which brewery owned adventure park is close to Tampa in Florida?
That would be Busch Gardens. Mm-hmm.
It would indeed. Yes. Now are you happy with your easy questions?
Anytime you want to throw brewery into my questions, I'll take it, sure.
I guarantee you not a single person in the UK would get that question.
Really?
It's not too British people go for it all the time.
Oh, God, it's news. What is wrong with this die?
Is there a category you'd be happy to get right now?
Yes, anything but one or three.
Which member of the royal family came top in a 2003
poll?
Whoa,
hey, that's a little personal.
Oh, no, wait till you hear the rest of the question.
Oh, dear.
Which member of the royal family came top in a 2003 poll to find the sexiest eyes?
Please be Prince Philip. Please be Prince Philip.
Boy. The Queen Mother.
Oh, God. Thank God, no. It was Prince William.
Jeez. I disagree.
We're going to do our own informal ranking.
I would like to take issue with the results of this poll.
Yeah. Wait till you see that one show up on our Feuding Families show.
No.
Oh, man. Jason.
Three.
Also news. Who in 2003 did a Tory politician describe as being as bad as Neil Kinnock? Wow. There's your mark off chain again.
No, actually, I know that. I'm gonna say Tony Blair.
No, it was ironically, I guess ironically, because it was a Tory politician talking about him. It was Ian Duncan Smith.
Oh, I would never have guessed that. All right,
it was actually Neil Kinnock.
Yeah,
I will say that is himself.
It's inaccurate only in that Ian Duncan Smith is 10 times worse than Neil Kinnock. Little bit of politics.
Ooh, burn. So,
back round we go to... Oh, no, at the end of that round, Jason is still in the lead with 3 points. But everybody is now on the board. Stephen and Steve both have 1 point each. Dan and Erica still have two each.
Oh, boy, here we go. Three.
Ugh. News, man. Yeah, we are love burning news through here. The news.
Big news, people.
And that is, what was Britain's last major car company until it was sold to BMW for £800 million?
Last major British... I know a handful of British car companies, but...
Right. There are still a couple of, you know, sort of smaller luxury boutique car companies left in the country, owned, you know... in Britain, but this was the last big mass market one.
BMW. I'm going to say Jaguar.
No, it was Rover.
And it's pronounced Jaguar anyway.
Sorry, we're only today.
I did just watch a Doctor Who story from 1975 that, like, everybody, or 70-something, everybody was driving a Rover at some point, part, so.
Well, Rovers were made at the British Leyland plant in Birmingham, just down the road from where I was born, so. That was my uncle used to work there. It was a massive, our biggest car companies for years.
I just want to know how anybody drives a giant inflated beach ball down a beach, is all I'm saying.
That was for two people.
Well, you know, when you've got manual gear shift.
Yeah.
I had that. It was painful.
Did you get some ointment? Lubricating oil?
Salves. It's all about the salves.
Mm-hmm. Erica.
I rolled a friggin' 3.
Oh,
everyone,
my
reset
God.
Your dice.
This just
I'm firing this die. I'm digging through my bag to get a different
one. We need to recalibrate these dice to 6, I think.
Yes.
They're
just get a
d12
and
right
do
now.
Some math.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, news. Which punk impresario dropped out of the first London mayoral battle after promising to legalise booze in libraries, brothels and cannabis? Oh, booze in libraries, brothels and cannabis. Sorry, no Oxford comma, so I was a bit confused.
That's a very different platform.
Yeah.
Johnny Rotten.
Oh, that's a good guess.
So close. Malcolm McLaren.
Oh, very close then. Mm-hmm. Former manager.
Indeed.
Ah, well.
I think the clue there for British people anyway is the use of the word impresario, because that's almost always how he was introduced in the media whenever he would appear, which was, you know, more often than you might think. Stephen.
Indeed, more often than you'd want. 5.
5. Innovations.
Ooh,
which
good.
City claims... now, bear in mind...
All right. Good.
Okay. That this edition is nearly 20 years old. So.
Okay. So this city might no longer exist anymore, is what you're saying. Gotcha.
Well,
it may or may not be part of Europe anymore.
Okay.
So, which city claims its Petronas Towers to be the world's tallest building?
Kuala Lumpur.
Well done, sir. Yes.
Wow. Right.
Thank you very much, Sim City, and your landmark pack.
I was going to say, this is basically a question, do you know where those towers are?
Yes,
you know?
Yes, exactly.
Hogwarts is
two.
The answer. Hogwarts.
Yeah. Sound and screen. Which Robbie Williams hit was the most popular funeral song of 2000?
I was waiting. Wow. It took this long to get to a Robbie Williams question. I knew it was going to happen. Most popular funeral song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Some of the options are amusing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, rock DJ, imagine.
That, wow. Well, since there's rock DJ, which I didn't know the name of, but I know it now, and the only other song I know the name of is Millennium, so we're going to go with that one.
That's a better guess, but no, it was Angels.
Oh, it's not sure. Let Me Entertain You.
It's not Win Some, Lose Some.
Why can you name so many Robbie Williams songs?
Because he's great.
I couldn't have named any of them.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. We have fun.
Yep.
Speaking of having fun, I got a six. Sport.
Hey!
I even said sport without the S.
It's just the one. They only have the one.
Sport and maths.
We have all the maths.
All right, so... there's a chance you might know this one. Which Englishman's 10th attempt to win Wimbledon was scuppered by Sebastian Grosjean? I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
Grosjean.
Grosjean, okay. Well done.
Oh, crap. I know exactly one English tennis player, and I can't think of his damn name. Oh, my God. This is going to kill me.
One more than I know.
This is going to kill me.
I can't think of anybody who was around 20 years ago is a problem.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Bear in mind
they were
when
all
this
about
was released,
20 years ago. That's the last time I paid any attention to tennis.
I think I know this one.
I think you probably do. I'm going to say, because I know it's wrong, it's going to kill me when I hear it, but I'm going to say Boris Becker.
Boris Becker's German.
German.
Yeah, I know. It's the only name that came into my mind.
Is it Tim Henman?
Nope. Sorry, it's Bjorn.
Tim Henman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that one anyway. Yeah. Never mind.
Damn it.
I don't care.
Jason.
I don't get a point for Tim Henman. Well, six. I rolled a six.
No, you don't get a point for Tim Henman. That's not how it works.
It's not. Okay. 15 love.
What name is given to the red hairpieces favoured by some Scottish soccer fans?
Oh, my God.
I've seen these.
I'm going to say Carrot Top.
Yeah, good guess, but it's actually kind of offensive. It's Jimmy Wiggs.
What a surprise. Something Scottish that's a slang that's offensive.
Yep.
They're known as Caledonian
Gambits. No, I mean
Gambits.
Offensive to Scots people.
Oh, I see. Well, either the Scottish are offending or being offended. There's no gray area.
That is true. All right, so at the end of that round, Jason is still in the lead with 3 points, but Stephen has now joined Dan and Erica in second place with 2 points.
We're really motoring here.
Welcome.
Steve has really 1 point.
I still lead after whiffing two rounds in a row. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Come for the high scores, stay when you realize there aren't any.
The World Cup of soccer.
Dan.
I have gotten a four.
Ooh. Okay, but what did you roll?
Hopefully it was a four also.
Wow.
The written word. Dan, whose novel Trainspotting became a major movie?
Oh, God.
Oh, and now I'm all of a sudden blanking out his name.
Robbie Williams.
No, shut up.
Let me
Ewan McGregor.
Boris Becker.
My friend.
Tim Henman.
Anthony Webley Jones.
And he just wrote the sequel, they just made a movie out of the sequel, which he wrote a few years back. Shoot. I'm
Malcolm McLaren.
Dan's turning into Liz.
Yep, no, I'm trying to list the hell out of this. Oh, God. I can't pull it.
Okay, Jeff, please don't.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of show. It is a train spotting question, though, so.
Irving something?
Oh, boy.
Irving. Oh.
Wow, Liz does way less grunting. Wow.
Yeah. This is a process, I'll have you
gotta
know.
Gotta work on it.
You are the Monica Seles of Lizzing. There's another tennis player, also not English.
Irving Walsh is all I can come up with.
Oh my God, he's so
quite,
close.
He's so close.
Not quite right. Irving Welsh?
I'm going to give you that. It's Irving Welsh.
Irvine Welsh.
Yes. Oh, come on. I mean, that was so close. I'm going to give you that.
He just got one letter wrong in there. Both words, but
he was just pronouncing it in Welsh.
In the American fashion.
Yeah. He is from New England, remember.
Oh, all right. Six, please. Now I'm just going to totally tank it because sports is my low point no matter what.
Yeah. How I wish Steve had got this question. What are you playing if you crosswire your opponent's balls?
Oh my God.
First of all, this is not a game you should be playing at home. Crosswire?
If you crosswire, cross-wire.
Okay.
For all that it matters, opponent's balls.
Boy.
Yes, I am five.
Boy, this sounds painful.
I know in the States we call it vasectomies, but I'm not sure what the British call it.
You do that to your opponents?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it helps if you think of them as your opponents while you're doing it.
I guess I'll just say cricket.
It's croquet. No,
oh, you know what? I thought croquet for a second. I had a brief moment where I thought that might be it, and I was like, nah.
I was thinking, that's not a snooker. Something like that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Pocket pool.
Yeah. Erica.
All right, I'm trying a new die here.
Three.
Four.
Oh. Was it four, or were we just counting?
Both.
Okay. The written word. Which tanned TV star had a bestseller with What a Bobby Dazzler?
Can I go back to the three?
That's the most British title of a book ever.
What a Bobby Dazzler.
What a Bobby Dazzler.
I certainly have no idea who a tanned TV star would be.
I always only think of that in context of American. It's like, yeah, it's George Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, but I'm pretty sure he's not British.
No, but that's kind of the, you know, there's...
Why would he write a book with that title?
Yeah, that's where it lost me.
We don't have many TV presenters over here that go for the full-on 24 hours on a sunbed look. So when they do, they tend to be known for it.
I bet. Well, I don't know. So I will say... Sylvester McCoy.
Oh, if only.
It's Bobby Dazzler, of course.
His name was David Dickinson. I'm not sure if you even have equivalents, sort of like programs like Cash in the Attic, where people go through, you know.
Oh, yeah. We have Cash in the Attic
Roadshow.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, okay, right. Okay, well, programs like that. Yeah,
was
you know,
he on like Cash Roadshow or something?
I'm not sure if that was actually one of his, but that sort of thing, you know. I think he's an ex-auctioneer or something who lucked his way into being a TV presenter, you know.
We have a friend who was a producer on Cash in the Attic.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He did Bargain Hunt.
What a Bobby Dazzler was effectively his catchphrase.
And the title of his autobiography.
Indeed.
Wow.
Oh, dear. Steven.
He doesn't look that tan on this cover, by the way.
British tanned.
I was going to say, relative to the rest of the country, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at his Wikipedia page, you'll see he is a tan. He is a George Hamilton tan.
Oh, there it is. Yes, okay.
Nope. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because on the cover of that book, I'm thinking, well, I can look at him without my shades on, which differs him from the rest of the country, but...
Right. And yeah, the president. I got a three.
Oh, no, there you go. So no, not Cash in the Attic, but Bargain Hunt, Dickinson's Real Deal, The Antique Show, you know, and so on. Yeah. Dear, oh dear. Yeah. Bless him. Sorry, who's up next? Stephen.
Me, I got a three.
Okay. News. God. Who was banned from the streets of Mexico in December 2000 after claims he was conning hard-worked citizens out of their cash?
I'll have to be Tom Cruise again.
Boris
banned
Becker.
For the could be? He's bankrupt. Literally. Who? What? Is this a British person, I wonder, or is this just a random person who was banned from the streets of Mexico for trying to con people out of their money? Wow, that is such an open-ended question.
I think you'll find the answer is David Dickinson.
In order to fund money to publish his autobiography.
He Bobby Dazzled me out of 6,000 pesos.
It was Bobby Dazzler, perhaps. December 2000. Does that factor into anything at all? Probably not.
Well, only in the sense that I'm sure that's when it was in the news.
The news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the name of that guy who used to do the song?
That guy with the song.
I
narrowed it down.
Ricky Martin.
Just imagine.
How do you think he lived the Vida Loca?
Exactly.
He's ripping people off on the streets of Mexico.
It was, and I'd be genuinely interested to know what the story is behind this. It was Santa Claus.
What?
I was going to say December is Christmas.
Santa Claus.
He's not really a person. I mean, just the one guy? What?
Well, that's why I'd like to know what the story is behind it.
Yeah.
Hey, he's on trial at the downtown courthouse right now. Oh. Why don't we route all these letters his way?
There was probably a ring of Santa Clauses that were stealing.
I saw those movies. Santa. They're terrible.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tim Allen was banned from the streets of Mexico.
As he should be. Yes.
Well, that's fair.
Steve, right. Save us from this madness.
I can't help with that, but I did get a 5.
5. Innovations.
Innovation.
What is the 3-letter name for the French high-speed train?
Oh, damn it. One I know.
Oh, God. I should know this, and I don't.
Yeah, I know this too.
I shouldn't know this, and I don't.
The MLE.
No. Now it's the
TGV.
The TGV. The Très Grand
Vitesse. I did know that.
Yep. Learned that in French class for some reason.
Yeah, whatever, wow. Three little pigs. Go back to your little cave and tell your story.
Jason.
5.
5. Oh, innovations again. Who lost an estimated $7 billion in a single day of 2000 when Microsoft was found guilty of abusing its monopoly?
Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Ricky Martin.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
David Dickinson lost that cash right out of his attic.
Santa Claus stole it.
5 again. I'm going to change die because now I'm going to be accused of having a faulty die.
Is that the same one that was rolling all the fives?
I don't think it was. I think it's a totally different one, but I don't trust it now.
It's possible your balls are crosswired. You might want to get
that checked.
So, sorry, are you rolling again? Or are you going with the 5?
I'll roll again, and we'll just take it at random. 3. Number 3.
Right. Oh, God, are you sure? That's the news.
The news.
Yeah. Which rock star was caught up in an aircraft hijack attempt in December 2000?
Oh, boy. Oh, I should know this.
So you're saying Boy George?
I'm glad they said got caught up in rather than involved in, because it could have had a very different meaning.
Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
That's why he was banned in Mexico.
Yeah, it all comes together.
I don't know, so I'm going to say George Michael.
No, again, not a bad guess. It's Brian Ferry.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. So at the end of that round, Jason is back in the lead, or still in the lead, I should say, but with 4 points now. Dan has 3. Eric and Stephen both have 2. Steve still has 1. But there's still some rounds to go.
All to play for.
So Dan.
An indeterminate number of rounds left.
Yeah.
First player to 4 wins.
Number 4, please, Anthony.
The written word, again. Which comic character varied his usual cow pie diet in 1996 in light of mad cow disease?
British cartoon strip characters. I got nothing. Marmaduke.
No, his name is Desperate Dan. He is.
I should have gotten that of all people.
Yes, but what's the answer to the question?
Yeah, he is the lead character in effectively like sort of the lead running strip in The Dandy, which I believe is still the oldest continuously published British comic going.
And he's been eating cow pies for that long?
Oh, yeah. Every single strip.
Unhealthy.
Wow.
Erica.
All right. Guess what? My new die rolled a 3.
Man.
Yep.
That's news.
What resulted?
That's the news, guys.
Erica, what resulted in walkers being banned from most of Dartmoor in 2001?
Now, by walkers, do they mean people walking or the tools for old people to get around?
Oh, no. They mean people walking.
Imperial walkers, perhaps? I don't know.
White walkers?
Yeah.
Can you read the question again? What resulted?
What resulted in walkers being banned from most of Dartmoor in 2001?
I feel like I heard about this.
Why would people not be allowed to walk? Mugging? Like lots of...
Oh, I think I know. No, I was living there at the time. Was it?
Go on.
Was it the outbreak? There was foot and mouth disease.
Yes, it was. It was the foot and mouth outbreak. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, which was like over here, massive.
That was my first.
Literally,
yeah, I remember.
Thousands and thousands of cattle had to be burned.
I was living in the UK at that point, so I actually remember because it was a huge deal. But I was going to guess escaped prisoners because that's where they had that dark fire.
Stephen, you're up.
All right. 5.
5 innovations again. Which planet had the meteorite come from? Which scientists claimed in 1996 contained evidence of life? Mm. This is a really horribly worded question.
Indeed.
Which planet had the meteorite come from? Which scientists claimed in 1996 contained evidence of life?
Gallifrey.
Let's see now. Is this actual meteorite or the one from like Armageddon?
No, this is actual. This is, this is the science category.
Wow. Really? Jupiter.
No, Mars.
Mars.
Yeah. It was Mars. Oh, that was
cool. That being
of course it's Mars.
I remember that being a story. Oh. Yeah.
Damn. The scientists have been dining out on that one for 30 years now.
Yeah.
Are immune to one, they said.
All right, I rolled 20 another 2.
Years, 20 years. Whatever.
Sound and screen.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's 30 years.
Talking about math, why was £17.50 added to the price of a £100 Glastonbury ticket in 2003.
Minimum wage.
Ricky Martin. They Might Be Giants was on the ticket? Ah, oh, man. £17.50 added to a Glastonbury ticket.
To pay for Santa Claus.
To a £100 Glastonbury ticket.
Hmm. A free loaf of bread.
It's not free if you're paying for it, Steve.
Did they say what year?
2003.
The one year where you get an F. Or no, a U, rather.
A U.
A U.
Yeah.
Noel Gallagher decided to appear at the last minute.
God, I'd be if that happened to me. I'd be like, "How dare you take extra money from me?
Give me £17.50."
No, it was sales tax VAT.
I was gonna say VAT, yeah.
But they didn't already charge VAT.
No, they
I
did.
I assume this was okay.
They did, but in 2003, it went up from 15% to 17.5%.
Oh dear God.
Yeah. UK right. Trivia Max. Is so fun. Learn about taxes in other countries.
You want to hear about our GST and PST? It's great.
Sorry, Jason's laughing now, but he's about to get a question himself.
Yeah, it's true. Sorry, Tony's not here, so I had to play the part of Tony there. And be excited about things that are incredibly boring. Number 5 is my role.
Innovations. What kind of party is said to start somewhere in the world every 2 seconds, generating a company $1.2 billion a year?
I don't think I understood that question at all. could you tell that to me again?
I could. So let me rephrase it. Every 2 seconds, somewhere in the world, a party is started, generating a company $1.2 billion every year. What kind of party is it?
Oh, no, I did understand it after all.
Ain't no party like it starts every 2 seconds somewhere in the world party.
This is like a, if I got this right, it's a very short lizzing where by delaying there, my brain was able to turn enough for me to say Tupperware party.
You are correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nicely played.
I don't think that's true anymore, but yeah.
But in 2002,
I'm pretty sure it's not. Yeah.
All right. That was good. I like this new die. Two.
Sound and screen. Who featured Pavement Cracks on her Bear album?
Annie Lennox.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Did Annie you just Lennox. Know that?
I know. That's an Annie Lennox song. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's in my iTunes library. Yeah.
Wow, well done. What am I saying? Well done.
I thought that
Lucky
question
you.
Was going to go a whole different direction, and then you ended it with album.
Five.
Innovations again. Why might an aging ritophobe seek out a cosmetic surgeon?
What is...
That's R-H-Y-T-I-phobe. So why might an aging ritophobe seek out a cosmetic surgeon?
Oh, wow. I just want to point out in that last question, that was actually what happens when a trivia question works as intended, which we haven't had before, where you actually know the answer.
It's true. It's
strange, I know, but that actually worked. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
The system works.
Ritophobe. Yeah. What surgery would somebody who is a ritophobe want to have? Can you list that again?
It's why might an aging ritophobe seek out a cosmetic surgeon?
And it's R-H-Y?
Yes.
Aging ritophobe. They're afraid of wrinkles.
Yes.
That was going to be my guess. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Wow. Jason sweeps again.
Oh, man.
At the end of that round, Jason is well in the lead with 7 points. Dan still second with 3. Eric and Stephen have 2. Steve has 1. Dan, bring
Sounds
us around
familiar.
Again.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't think catching up is going to be hard. 2.
He's building up a lead, but it could all change in the final round, which is not this round.
2, please.
2. Sound and screen. Who did Angelina Jolie controversially say she was so much in love with during her 2000 Oscar acceptance speech?
Oh, boy. Wasn't it her brother?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Man, I remember that. That was weird.
Why is that controversial? Did people think that she meant it?
It was weird.
And also, it's Angelina Jolie. She's a little freaky.
She's a little weird.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. 2 again.
I mean, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, it's a questionable taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dan, roll again.
I got another 2.
Oh, sorry, right. Okay, sound and screen again. Which boy band gave their Uptown Girl earnings to Comic Relief?
All right, now this is one of those, like, 50-50 questions.
Yeah, more like 20-80.
Okay.
What boy band was Billy Joel in?
That's the only song that's playing in my head right now. Damn girl. Okay, was it Backstreet Boys?
No. It was a cover of the Billy Joel song. It was Westlife.
I had to think more British.
Mm-hmm.
God, I forgot about them. I was okay forgetting about them.
I never knew about them.
Irish.
That explains so much.
I'm on my...
Okay.
That explains
well, then I will never remember them now.
Said with such gravity. Erica.
I am on my 3rd die. And I rolled a 4.
4, that is the written word. Who wrote the lyrics to Elton John's tunes for The Lion King? I'm going to say that again because Steve very rudely interrupted. Who wrote the lyrics?
What?
Who wrote the lyrics to Elton John's tunes for The Lion King?
Tim Rice?
Yes.
Take that, Bernie Taupin.
I almost shouted out the wrong answer too soon.
Eat it, Bernie!
All right. Yeah. Snubbed. Let's see. Oh, I got a one. I can't win with any of these.
The global view. What is wasabi, the fiery Japanese equivalent of?
Horseradish?
Oh, the 2000s when we were all so innocent. Yes, horseradish. Yes. Have you heard of this thing called sushi?
It's fish, but it's raw.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, wow. God. Well, I guess I'm not firing this die. I'm going to continue.
Erica, it's as if the die doesn't do your bidding and it is instead random.
It doesn't take you where you
ridiculous.
Want to go.
It takes you where you need to go.
Reference acknowledged.
So acknowledged. Sadly, I rolled a 6, so it's game time.
Oh, okay. Which Spanish club's 2003 presidential election winner claimed he would sign up David Beckham, but then didn't?
Who didn't do something?
I have absolutely no idea.
Name a Spanish football club.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I will say Real Madrid.
Of course.
It's the other one. Barcelona.
Oh, no.
That's a 50-50.
Was that actually
Lamborghini,
a real
Ferrari
thing,
all over again.
But all I want to know is, was the thing I guessed actually a real thing?
Yeah, I'm impressed. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Very impressed. Yeah.
No, that was literally, it was
right,
either.
Then I feel like I won.
It was name a Spanish football club, so it was either going to be Real Madrid or Barcelona. Other facts just drop away, and it's flip a coin.
Yeah. Well, that only works if you know that
you chose either heads or tails, so well done. It was the other one, though.
I didn't know it was heads or tails.
Well, half credit, Steven. Rounded down.
Yeah, I got a 4.
4, the written word. Which playwright resigned as president of the Czech and Slovak Federal Republic in 1992?
I hate you so much.
Imagine that, a playwright as president of a republic.
I don't know playwrights. And I don't know playwrights, I sure as hell don't know Czech or Slovak playwrights.
Steven. What are they teaching in school in Canada these days?
Well, I'll tell you what they're teaching in school, Czech or Slovak hockey players. So I'm going to say Peter Stastny.
That's Václav Havel.
I was going to say you may have heard of him. It was Havel.
I was going to say Tom Stoppard, who actually is a Czech-born playwright.
And I think, didn't he resign?
Yeah, he is Czech-born.
Didn't Havel resign because they were spreading the country into, and then he was going to be the president of one of them or something like that? It was something like that.
Probably, yes, because it's now the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
And Slovakia is a country unto itself. Yes. So, yeah, that may well have been it.
I think they changed their name, too. I think they're Czechia now. Yeah. I think they don't want to be called the Czech Republic.
All right, out of the way. The comeback trail goes through this area right here.
Stand back.
All right, move to the side.
Stand back. Here comes Steve.
Sport time.
I rolled a 5.
5. That is innovations.
Ah, all right, let's go. Innovations. Let's go.
All right. Who invented the Kenwood Chef food processor, which must take some of the blame for the nouvelle cuisine of the 1980s? Bit of editorializing going
on
there.
Thanks for that. Who invented the Kenwood Chef food processor? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Archie Kenwood.
Kenwood.
Kenwood. Yeah.
God. Frank Cuisinart.
Oh, dear. You're going to hate everyone. It's Kenwood.
Oh! Damn it. I was going to say that. I was totally going to say that.
I know.
Son of a gun.
Don't listen to us. We don't know.
That's so sad.
It had to happen at least once in the show.
True.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I am so glad we left your country.
Oh, but you still speak English, so you're basically England.
Do we?
It's true.
4.
4. The written word. What was Tara McCarthy contracted to remain until after the publication of her book, Been There, Haven't Done That?
A virgin.
That is correct.
Wow.
That's a good contract. Imagine the press tour. Imagine the press tour there. Three.
The news. Which... very old news. Which of Henry VIII's chums was the last... Was the last Catholic speaker of... okay, I'll start again. Which of Henry VIII's chums was the last Catholic speaker of the House of Commons prior to Michael Martin in 2000?
Ah, well, there's your news angle. I see. I see.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know any of Henry VIII's chums.
Was either Clive the Eighth or Graham the Seventh?
Sir Boris of Becker.
Sir Richard Martin.
I'm going to say it was Cromwell.
It was Cromwell, the famous Republican.
Famously not.
I'm saying names, people. Names. And I didn't say the first name because there could be like a Bob Cromwell, George
Bobby,
Cromwell.
Bobby Cromwell. Good old Bobby Cromwell.
Nigel Cromwell. It was St. Thomas More.
No, a name I actually know, but would never have guessed.
There you go. All right, at the end of that round, despite that, Jason is still in the lead with 8 points. Dan and Erica have both moved up, still in second place, but with 4 points. Stephen has 2, Steve has 1.
Ken Wood, for Christ's
sake. Ken Wood!
Ken Wood. Jeez. I had no idea. Ken Wood, man.
I was, for like the first 45 seconds I was sitting there silent, I was like, say Ken Wood, say Ken Wood. No, maybe Frank Cuisinart would be funnier. Okay, snap decision, Frank Cuisinart.
Never trust your instincts, Steve.
No, I'm an idiot. Whatever.
What about your instincts, Dan?
Apparently I've gotten a one.
Global view. Oof. Which country do the French call Allemagne?
Oh, that'd be Germany.
It would indeed.
God.
They say it on the yellow post.
I'm all over that one.
Wow.
All right. Keep giving me a French question.
This week, the part of me will be played by Steve Lutz. I'm sorry, Steve.
6.
Sport.
Six. Sports, yeah, game time. So, which Italian designed the England soccer squad's 2003 suits? Suits, not their playing strip. The suits that they wore, you know, like on press tours and stuff.
I'll go with Armani.
Correct. Giorgio Armani.
Right.
Sport.
Game time, Jason. Game time.
Yeah, but they're not, it's the not suits their uniform. The so
moving on. Number 5.
Number 5. Innovations. Which breakfast cereal celebrated its centenary in
1894, so we're talking super old school. The question is, British cereal or American cereal?
Mm. It just says, which breakfast cereal?
Yeah. That's the worst.
Centenary in 1994.
Coal
shredded,
and honey.
Shredded wheat.
It's Kellogg's Cornflakes.
All right.
Yum.
Yeah.
Ever had 100-year-old cornflakes? They're cereal. Not good.
Yeah.
They taste the same as new cornflakes.
Yep.
I stand by my answer.
Put sugar on them, you're good.
Yeah. Erica?
I got a 6.
6. Oh, game time.
Mm, yep.
Okay.
Game time.
Mm-hmm. Crunch time.
All right.
Crunch time!
Erica, who was listed as the world's top batsman when he became England's one-day cricket captain in 2003?
It's Batman. Say Batman. Say Batman. It's Batman.
Batsman.
Ken Wood. It's Ken Wood.
Mark Kelly's brother.
I hate all of you.
The squad
John
is
Bradman.
Can you write these questions? No, it's Michael Vaughn.
John.
I was waiting for somebody to say Mike Gatting.
It was Brad Dodman. Sorry.
Yeah. I was really waiting for somebody to say Mike Gatting.
I said Mike Gatting's brother, but...
Stephen, you're up.
Well, that was disappointing.
He's technically a cricketer's brother.
Yeah. Kudos for Erica saying Don Brabin, Australian legendary cricketer from the 1930s. I rolled a 2.
Sound and screen. Which... Oh, wow. Which Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, set in 1984, hears a cop claim it's Thursday, 12th May, when 12th May in 1984 was actually a Saturday?
Oh. Bastards!
If you're just joining us, it's IMDb Trivia, the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Terminator?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the question may as well have stopped at 1984, yeah. Mike.
Yo, what's Schwarzenegger 1984? There you go.
Goofs.
Oh, man.
Now, actually, I think you'll find that that was a Saturday. Take that, James Cameron.
You've heard of the Doctor Who unit dating controversy. Let me tell you about the Terminator dating controversy.
Well, obviously, when they went back in time, they changed the calendar by inserting a few other days that weren't counted.
Nobody should let Terminators date. That's a path to Skynet.
Yeah,
I'll be back on Tuesday, but it will seem like Saturday to you.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it was one of those deliberate errors put in to prevent, computers from functioning properly.
I'm sure that was it.
Yeah.
Solve Y2K.
The history has changed.
Where's my no prize?
I got a 4.
The Written Word. Which spy writer's book inspired the West End musical Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh, Anthony Johnston.
Sorry. Start that again.
Which spy writer's book inspired the West End musical Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Ian Fleming.
Correct.
Yep.
Oh, the other
Not
one.
Many people know that.
It's a 50-50.
Everyone here knew that.
Name a spy writer.
Yeah, I don't know the connection. I know the beginning of the line is Ian Fleming. I know the end of the line is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I know nothing between them other than that trivia, but it got me a point, so I don't care.
Your only other options were Anthony Johnson and John Le Carre.
Yep,
that's true. got a 2.
That is, the sound and screen. Which movie sees Jim Carrey as a TV host who is granted divine powers for 24 hours?
Oh, my God.
Almighty Bruce.
Don't give it to him.
I don't know. You gave Dan that completely wrong name.
No, I am going to give him that. It's Bruce Almighty.
No.
Bruce
Almighty. Oh. It's so different.
In one case, it's sort
of a pun. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Irving Walsh is so close to Irving Welsh. I mean, come on.
Precedent has been set.
Yeah, wrong way, but...
I am a benevolent god.
Mm-hmm. Or Bruce.
I think you mean god benevolent.
Stephen, you just had your first sweep.
Yay. With an asterisk, but
great job.
Yeah. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the film, was adapted from Ian Fleming's novel. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car. He wrote the novel. And the film was written by Roald Dahl, and it's the film version that's then been effectively, retranslated into the musical.
That's a heck of a
David Tolkien there.
Yeah. This has been Chitty Chat. Thank you for joining us.
First of all, Steve, keep it clean.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good chat, actually. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So.
Yeah. Yes, Steve. Sorry, what did you get?
No, I just left after that point. I'm not here.
He's out.
Okay, I'm back. Ready for my turn. 4.
4, The Written Word. Which member of the royal family got himself into print by eloquently complaining that English is taught bloody badly?
English is taught bloody badly?
Yes.
Prince Philip.
No, it's Prince Charles.
No, damn it.
The other one.
Prince Kenwood.
Runner-up for sexiest eyes in the royal family.
Yeah. He said that to his plants, I believe, wasn't it?
Oh, probably.
Because next to those ears, anything looks sexy.
Jason.
2.
Sound and screen. Who was the first black actor to win a Best Actor Emmy?
Oh, boy. Best Actor Emmy.
That's good. Indeed.
UK with American awards.
You don't want to see our TV awards. They're mostly soaps.
I got a guess, but I'm...
I like how no one's jumping in with any jokes on this one.
No, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, let me just all remind you that Jason has 8 points. He is well ahead. However, Dan has 6 at this point. Steven now has 5, and Erica has 4. So,
come
the final round, you know.
Wait, you left one off.
Steve is also playing.
Steve remains a contestant in our lineup.
I like my score.
Oh, boy.
Come on, you've had enough time to lizard.
Okay, Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That is correct.
Man, oh. Way to pull it out, Liz.
Well, I was thinking about drama, and then I thought, oh, no, it's going to be a comedy. Oh, crap, it's going to be Bill Cosby, isn't it? So,
yeah.
All right.
Improbably making a joke about that round, even,
even yeah,
more
oh, yeah.
fraught
oh, yeah.
peril.
Oh, yeah, anyone want to try now? I rolled another 2, so there we go.
All right.
I mean, I guess we could fall on from the... No, never mind. Never mind. Mm.
Which member...
Discretion for the very first time. Mark it down.
Which member of the Rolling Stones is a respected portrait artist?
I got a limited number of guesses.
It's true.
Yeah.
It would require me to know...
20% chance.
If you know
it
them.
Would require me to know all the Rolling Stones.
It's me in Spain all over again.
You just need to know one of them.
Portrait artist.
Yes. A respected portrait artist.
Yeah, right. Not just any portrait artist.
Is he really, though, or is it more like, oh, he's a Rolling Stone and he also makes okay portraits? I respect that.
Well, I'm just...
I suspect that you may be on to
something. I'm just going to say Keith Richards.
Oh, if only
that
were
true. What were the paintings of, I ask you?
Can you imagine?
They're very shaky.
It's Ronnie Wood.
Yeah, couldn't come up with his name. I could picture
Ken
him.
Wood's little
I could
brother.
See him. Yeah, Kenwood's brother. I could see him, but I couldn't get the name of him. So, oh well. Yeah. I was picturing his portrait.
The one with the hair.
Yeah,
the one with the hair.
His portrait of a food processor is particularly stunning.
All right, so let's go. Let's do our final round then. I think we've all suffered enough for the time being. So at the end of that round, going into the final round, Jason is still in the lead with 9 points. Dan has 6 points. Steven has 5, Erica has 4, and Steve has 1. So, the way we're going to do it now for this final round, things are going to change. So first, as I mentioned before, there is no scoring limit on this round. So as long as you keep answering questions correctly, you can keep going. But we are also going to switch the order around to make things a little bit more tense. Mm. And that means that we are going to start with Jason. Because he will set the score.
Oh,
for
interesting!
Else
I thought you were
going to
do it. I thought you were going to do it the other way.
Ah,
no. Interesting.
No,
all right,
and start with you.
Crash and burn. Crash.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
I do that more
Eat
often
it,
than not.
Roll a 3. Roll
Eat
a
it.
3.
I rolled a 1.
Global view.
Ooh, that's good too.
Oh wow.
My favorite part about this show
when he prefaces a question with
Anthony's reaction to the seeing the question is the best.
Is it good or bad though? Is it like, oh wow,
actually,
this is easy, or wow, this is impossible?
That's my second favorite thing. My favorite thing is when he says the written word and rolls his R, because that's the best.
The written word.
Yeah, written word.
Jason, how many people sit on a Scottish jury?
Oh boy.
No, oh, nail yeah. stand!
Six to sit.
I feel like
one
Liz probably wouldn't even have to Liz this one.
Oh yeah, right.
I get the feeling Liz would probably know this.
Yes. How many in the Scottish remake? How many angry Scotsmen are there?
All of
An
them.
An infinite
All
number of
them.
Angry
That's
Scotsmen.
Right. 4.7 million
A Scottish
Scotsmen.
Jury.
They're very offended, by the way.
I'm going to say 8.
Other way, 15.
Come on, Scotland. That's too many people.
Yeah, well,
what do you think?
All right, well, I have set the bar.
So the bar is set at 9 points. But now, for the rest of this round, we're going to go in ascending order.
I see.
We're going to start with the player currently in last, which is Steve Lutz, and then we'll move on up.
Yay, right. Steve Lutz!
Something about Scotland.
Yeah,
Irving Welsh.
Close your eyes and think of Scotland.
Hey, guess what I got? It's a 1.
Oh, okay. I was going to guess 3.
No. 1's just as bad.
Okay. Which...
waiting for it. Waiting for the reaction.
Which former Ugandan dictator died in 2003?
Of all the many Ugandan dictators.
Yeah.
You really haven't caught a break at all during this game.
No. Nothing funnier, by the way, than Ugandan dictators.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Source of so many jokes.
I don't think it's Uganda, but I'm going to say Idi Amin Dada.
You are correct.
Idi Amin. Oh, my God.
Yay!
The only Ugandan dictator.
Only Ugandan dictator, Idi Amin.
Yeah.
I knew it was an African dictator. I didn't know which country. Four.
Four. The written word.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How do you fit three or four R's in there? That's what I don't understand. Rolling, I guess.
He's a writer. Comes out in editing.
Steve.
What?
When are Tolkien's Ringwraith's powers at their height?
Oh, boy. I've, based on your reaction, I suspect I should know this.
Oh, come on!
It's right after they drink the iron brew.
Ringwraith's powers are at their height. Is it some sort of stupid fake holiday? Or is it just...
Entsmas.
Second breakfast.
When somebody puts on the ring.
No, it's at night.
What, at night?
Yeah, I think you overthought it.
I didn't even remember that.
So like literally 12 hours of the day or however many hours?
I thought you'd know that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Man. Okay,
you should be sorry. But you know, I got two points. I'm pretty happy with that.
Well done. Yeah. Yeah. Total is two. Erica.
Doubled your score.
You currently have four, so it's you next.
All right. Last lucky die. Don't fail me now. That's a five.
And that is innovations. Mm-hmm. What geometrical shape exactly fits the hole in an Allen key?
Oh, come on. For F's sake.
See, now I'm going to second guess myself. How many sides?
No looking at any IKEA furniture that is near you.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. Like, I have put together so much. There's so much in this room. But, of course, all of the holes are cleverly hidden, so I can't just, like,
under
turn
pieces
my
of
head
Lego
and see. Hexagon?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Also, AKA hex key. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I did not know that. Yay for guessing.
Yeah. Roll again.
Good for you.
All right. Two.
Sound and screen. Who left her Oscar for Kramer versus Kramer in a toilet at a post awards party?
I've never seen it. I can't remember who stars in it.
Oh boy.
I saw commercials for it a lot because it was on Super 18 all the time.
I've got to just say, joking aside, this is one of the things I absolutely love about all you people on this network is like the Tolkien question, there's half a dozen people going, come on. This question, everyone else is going, come on.
Diane Keaton?
Oh, boy.
Ouch. See? It's Meryl Streep.
Merci. Okay.
Yeah. Hell of a party at Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So next up would be Stephen.
Okay.
Who currently has 5 points. Erica, you got a total of five.
Yeah.
Pretty good. What, you don't sound disappointed about five. What is
I'm only disappointed in everybody else's disappointment in me.
I'm sitting
you guys
right
made
here.
Me feel bad at the end of the game.
What?
Oh.
Sorry, Stephen. Did you roll?
I did. I was more disappointed at the reaction of being disappointed at Erica than being disappointed
yeah,
at Erica.
Yeah, see, that's what upset me. You guys are jerks.
Two.
Two, sound and screen. What is Austin Powers' middle name?
Noted British celebrity.
Oh, no. You know, I watch those movies a lot, and then I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Well, they were on at work when
there
I worked.
There was an era where they were very ubiquitous. Mm-hmm.
They were.
I'm not sure I can remember this either.
When you work at a TV station that aired them all the time,
take
and so therefore it would just sort of sunk into your brain. Austin,
but you also learned to kind of blank it out.
That, yeah, and I pretty much did. Austin something. Oh, boy. I don't remember. Austin Max.
My name is Austin Powers, but Danger is my middle name.
Baby.
Yep.
Boo, don't remember that.
So, Erica also, and Steven, you both finish with 5 points.
No. Well, that's nice.
I'll call us the dwarf's middle name, too.
And yeah, that leaves us with Dan as the only challenger remaining to Jason.
There's no way I'm going to get 4 questions. So
Dan, you can't.
It can happen, Dan. It's happened to me. It can totally happen.
Between this and galley trivia, he's going to get a big head. You got to knock him down a peg, dude.
All right, number one.
Take on me. Take me on.
I'm going to have some cheese.
Number one, please.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I didn't realize.
I am number one. That's what I'm saying. I'm number one. Who does number one work for?
There's your Austin Powers reference.
Austin Danger Powers.
Dan, which Latin country is the world's largest per capita consumer of cola?
Which Latin company? Country? Per capita.
Now I just want a cola. Let's finish this. I can go get a Coke.
I'm going to say Mexico.
It is Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, let's go get
all
Mexican
Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's why I was going there.
Yep.
I could walk about 5 miles south and get myself one.
It's true.
Yep.
You have to climb over that one of those wall prototypes, though. So, you know.
Yeah.
The lesser known version of the Proclaimer song.
I could walk about 5 miles and I could get a real cane sugar cola.
Dan, roll again.
All right, two.
Two, sound and screen.
What does that mean?
What is that? What was that?
I have to know.
No, just because which Batman baddie was chillingly played by Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Freeze tells you to chill out.
No, it's Mr. Tuesday. You got it wrong.
Okay, so, yeah. Dan, you're now on 8 points. You're 1 point behind Jason.
See? Oh, no pressure. No pressure.
See, this is why I wanted to switch around the order in this round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the excitement has really been heightened.
Shut up,
I can
Steve.
Barely
very tense
take it
over here.
Dan, sorry, Viral.
That was a five.
Five. Innovations.
Oh, God, it's innovations. What's he going to do?
What? What? See, now I'm laughing at Steve laughing at me.
It's a giggle loop.
It's totally the giggle loop.
What was Ken Kutaragi's invention that found millions of teenage boys playing with their joysticks in bedrooms?
It's the Ken Kutaragi!
Oh.
This question. Jesus.
I feel like they're leading a little bit.
A little bit?
You think?
Yeah, but now I'm totally second guessing and just trying to make sure that I don't say the wrong thing.
The answer is clearly the Ken Kutaragi. That's
yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah, he's Ken Wood's cousin.
Ken Kutaragi chef.
Pac-Man?
No.
Wow.
Oh!
It's PlayStation.
Yeah. You beat Shahid Kamala Ahmad very soon.
First of all, PlayStation doesn't have
joysticks. No,
so yeah. I think that's a bad question.
Yeah, I would say Atari, if anything.
Oh, man. So,
yeah, see, that's
at the end.
But I knew it wasn't Atari, and I knew it wasn't.
You're right, Anthony. That was
so
more dramatic.
At the end of that game, yeah, Jason wins with 9 points. Dan is the runner up with 8. Erica and Steven both have 5, and Steve brings up the rear with 2.
Yeah, story of my life.
Thank you. Set up. Home run. So my thanks to Dan,
you do know baseball.
Erica, Stephen, Steve, and Jason for taking part today, and thanks to all of you out there for listening to this nonsense. We'll see you next time.